the freedom to do activities that an individual wants to engage in. How does holding up internet poker affect them and their rights? That's a great question for a philosopher king. Unfortunately, we don't live in a philosophy kingdom. We live in a political world.
Poker players who enjoy playing online are often forced onto sketchy offshore websites because of restrictive federal legislation that makes it extremely difficult to place bets over the internet. But a new push to legalize online gaming in California could begin to change all that. And with some polls showing overwhelming support for licensing and regulation of online poker to help patch up the state's busted budget, passing State Bill 1463 might seem like a no-brainer. But in California, nothing's ever a no-brainer.
The obstacles in California, from my perspective, are one that are political, mostly.
Steve Miller is an entrepreneur, business professor, and tournament poker player who's been on the front lines of the political battle over online poker for years. He says that anti-gambling moralists like Alabama Republican Spencer Baucus, who once called online play the crack cocaine of gambling, no longer have much influence on the debate. It's actually pro-gambling special interests looking to hold on to lucrative deals who are the biggest obstacles along the road to legalization.
The issue of tribal gaming interests in California is certainly the most difficult issue to deal with right now. I don't think that they should have the sole monopoly on online poker in the state of California.
Tribes weren't born with this. We fought for this.
David Quintana is a lobbyist for the California Tribal Business Alliance, which opposes any online poker legalization that doesn't maintain a monopoly on gaming for the tribes.
If you've seen a tribal reservation, you understand that they're not places they picked. There were places they were sent. So what kind of economic development can you have in a place which is so desolate? So the only thing that the tribes found which could create economic development was something they could do that the other folks couldn't do to cut them off, and that was gaming.
Miller, who's done lobbying of his own on behalf of the pro-poker groups, says that legislators aren't likely to meet the tribes' demands.
Legislators were willing to share that pot, but they weren't willing at the time to grant a monopoly operating interest to the tribal interests. What the tribes want would definitely serve their self-interest, but I don't think it serves the interests of the players.
The interests of people who just want to play poker online appears to be the last thing on anyone's mind. Existing gaming operators are simply trying to hold on to their lucrative state-granted monopoly for as long as possible.
You have to fight it as long as you can. Why speed up the inevitability, right? Put it off as long as you can. I'm going to die someday, but I'm not just going to sit back and let it happen, right? I'm going to eat well and work out and try to keep this baby going as long as possible.
It's not the government's role to determine what we should or should not be doing, given that there's an outlet to do it. It's a game. It's a game that a lot of us have played for a lifetime. We'd like to continue playing that game using the technology that exists.
But Quintana says that unless the government can prove that legalization won't have a negative effect on the tribes, the bill is going nowhere.
Until we can clearly get our arms around the impacts that this will have upon our existing brick-and-mortar facilities, there's no way that we can do something which might be the death knell for our industry.
State initiatives are only one part of the puzzle for online poker, which is regulated on the federal level by the 2005 UGIA Act, which instructed financial institutions to block transactions related to unlawful internet gambling.
It was an ambiguous law. It didn't really define what unlawful internet gambling was. It was bad legislation, and in my mind, it shouldn't have happened.
The vague regulations surrounding online gambling have led most financial institutions to avoid the business altogether, leading many poker players to use less secure offshore sites.
Online poker play will continue. I mean, it is available now. It's available from sources, from operators who aren't licensed, who may not be reputable, who may not be offering a fair game, who don't provide proper consumer protection to the players.
Until online poker regulation is reformed to both at state and federal levels, online players might just be out of luck.